This is 29 November, Chapel Circle.
Please remain standing for prayer. Gracious God, help us as we recall the birth of Jesus, that we may share in the song of the angels, the gladness of the shepherds, and the wisdom of the wise men. Close the door of indifference and open the door of love. Let kindness come with the sharing of this service. Deliver us from evil by the blessing which Christ brings, and let us leave this service today with grateful hearts, forgiving and forgiven through Christ our Savior. Amen. You may be seated. Our scripture lesson for this morning is Luke's familiar account of the Christmas story. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be enrolled, each to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to be delivered. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in that region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Be not afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy, which will come to all the people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom God is pleased." God always blesses the hearing of his word. Let me say good morning to each of you. My name is Craig Troutman. I'm the pastor of the Raleigh Moravian Church, and it is good to be with you once again this year for this service. It's really an honor for me to come and be a part of your preparation for Christmas, and to do so by participating in a Love Feast candlelight service, a worship service that comes from the Moravian tradition, but one whose spirit, I believe, is truly ecumenical. I suppose it's nice when other churches have a service like this to bring in a genuine Moravian to preside, but I pray and trust that the Holy Spirit will in fact lead as we worship together. Later in the worship service, I will be offering brief explanations of both the Love Feast and the candlelight service, but for now, let me simply ask that you participate fully in the singing and sharing of this service as we continue now with the singing of O Little Town of Bethlehem. The Moravian Love Feast is not a sacrament, but instead is a custom patterned after a practice of the early church. You will recall that after the outpouring of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, the early believers met and broke bread together. This community meal was a further demonstration of the love and unity felt by those believers. It was Nicholas Ludwig von Zinzendorf, one of our denomination's spiritual forefathers, who took this ancient custom from the early church and made it a part of our church's tradition in the 1700s. And since that time, Moravians have celebrated love feasts on special occasions at Christmas and during significant celebrations throughout the year. In a love feast, we share a meal in the midst of Christian community. In our table blessing, we acknowledge Christ's presence with us. And as we eat together, there is the awareness, I hope, that we are surrounded by Christ-minded people, people who love and worship God. There's a lot of grace in knowing that we are not alone in our faith journey. And as we share together in this, albeit simple, meal, may it serve as a reminder of our relationship to God, but also of our relationship to one another. Before sharing in this meal, let us join together in praying the Moravian blessing that is printed on the bulletin. Come, Lord Jesus, our guest to be, and bless these gifts bestowed by thee. Amen. you wanted to teach a young child about the meaning of Christmas, what would you say? What would you do? In 1747, a Moravian pastor asked those questions, and as he prepared for a children's Christmas Eve service, and as he reflected on what he was to do, he decided to give each child a lighted candle. He gave them a lighted candle in order to impress upon them the idea that at Christmas, Christ, the light of the world, has come, and that this Christ who has come can kindle a flame in every believer's heart. And so in 1747 in Marienborn, Germany, a tradition was born, which has been observed in the Moravian Church ever since. Christmas Eve, everyone receives a lighted candle. A light comes to us in the midst of darkness. We are worshiping together in the daylight, but of course you know that Christmas is essentially a night festival. The shepherds, the good news comes to the shepherds as they're watching their flocks by night. The wise men are led to the Christ child by a star that brightens the night sky. Christmas is about light coming into a dark world, a world that remains pretty dark, filled with oppression, injustice, intolerance, hunger, disease, devastation. After visiting a neighborhood in North Raleigh yesterday that was leveled by a tornado, that word devastation has an altogether different meaning for me today. There is no question about the fact that there is darkness in our world. But when the world is at its darkest, the church boldly proclaims that the light has come. Darkness does not have the last word. It is this truth that God seeks to instill in our hearts and in the hearts of all believers at Christmas. Before continuing with the service, two final words of explanation. I do want you to note that one of the hymns that we will be singing, Morning Star, is an antiphonal hymn. The choir will sing the first part and the congregation will respond. And then the closing hymn, the very familiar Joy to the World, it is customary during a Moravian Love Feast candlelight service for us to stand as we sing the closing hymn and then to raise our candles into the air as we sing the last verse of the closing hymn. We do this as a tangible way of indicating to ourselves and to those around us that we are willing to share our light with the world. We continue our service now as we sing Hark the Herald Angels Sing. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shined. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Amen.